Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Monday. Good morning. Yeah, I was going to say something else, but then my brain just went blank. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, producer Matt. He's here. Colony, he's around. He hasn't tested his computer yet on a Monday, so that should be fun when he gets in here.
Yeah.
In about 15 minutes or so. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Everything's good. 2 hour delay.
There
no
is.
Morning kindergarten.
There is.
In TJ, there is anyway. I just got the text.
Oh, wow. Man. See, my street was the worst street. As soon as I got off of my street, I was fine.
There's this one road by us that kind of leads out towards our neighborhood, and it's county, I guess.
Okay.
And never gets touched. Never. So that road was bad. Everything else was fine.
See, where I was, like, my street, it's weird. It's going through this whole, like, not enough people live on it yet, so the developer still has it. But he's done a really good job. Like, he employs this guy that comes in a pickup truck and has a plow on the front of it, and he does it. But he kind of waits, which is fine by me. I'd rather the kids be able to get to the bus stop and everything and my wife be able to get to work. So he normally gets there at about this time.
Okay, that's,
so
that works.
Yeah, maybe about 4:30 or 5 o'clock. So he should be doing it about now. But when I leave, it's not.
Not even touched.
Nah, not really. Sometimes he comes at night. You know, one time he rips through it at night. But once I get off of my street, I'm fine. I was fine today. Like the roads were fine. I mean, there was a couple slushy spots.
Slushy in spots, yeah.
But you just didn't drive like a jerk, and you were okay.
Yeah,
I mean, you were perfectly okay.
That's what it boils down to.
But something that is more alarming that I just saw on television is that, and I don't call the bridges their names. Like,
well, which bridge is it? I mean, it depends.
The 9th Street Bridge. The Clemente Bridge sometimes,
that's
the 6th Street Bridge. So
9th Street Bridge is, I don't even know. Is
Rachel Carson.
Is that Rachel
is
Carson?
They say.
I can never remember which one's Rachel Carson and which one's Andy Warhol.
Yeah, well, that's why it's the 6th. The 7th and the 9th.
6th, I try to teach the kids to say Clemente just to honor Roberto a little bit.
But you can also remember that one easily because it leads to the ballpark.
True.
So the 9th Street Bridge, which is allegedly, apparently, perhaps the Rachel Carson Bridge, who's from Springdale anyway. So, like, would she ever even go across that bridge? Anyway, more
she
to the
She came down 28, maybe.
Maybe.
She cut across to get to town.
Yeah, she went across the Highland Park Bridge.
That's true.
Maybe. Right.
Probably.
You know, if she did. Or she went. She was already on Allegheny River Boulevard.
You're right, yeah.
She didn't need to go across any bridges. So, because she crossed way up in Springdale. So, anyhow, to the point here, is apparently that bridge is going to be closed. Which, that coupled with when the bathtub closes. Oh, coupled with the auto show this weekend.
Oh, that should be fun.
I was just thinking about this. Like, me, I don't worry. I'm not worried. I'm just pointing it out for others who do worry.
Yes.
I can navigate. If there's one road open in downtown, like, I'll find it. I'll be able to navigate it. I'll be able to get to it.
Zigzag your way there.
I'm a back alley, back street, wig-waggle through, you know. Like, when I go to the strip, there's a dumpster there. Okay, I'm going on that street.
Right.
Like, that's the way I'd do it. But it may be a mess down there this weekend.
It probably will be. So is this part of that 3-year project where they were doing one of the bridges each year?
Oh, maybe.
Because remember did they do the Warhol Bridge last year? I can't remember. But there's the Three Sister Bridges, and they were going to do one each year, I thought.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't keep track of all of it. All I know is when I would... Was it last summer or the summer before? I would sit there and look from the press box at PNC Park, and the one bridge was being worked on. I think that was 2 summers ago.
Wow.
I can't keep track.
But I just do know that the 9th Street Bridge is closing. The 9th Street Bridge is a good... I used to live right at the foot of the 9th Street Bridge.
Really?
Yeah. There was a place like right on the water. We used to live right there in that... Right after it was built, that complex on the north side.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like on Anderson Street or whatever that is. Yep. Right when my wife and I, before we were married... First place we ever lived together, right there. It was wonderful to walk downtown. But it was like kind of before downtown. It was right before downtown really got going.
Yeah.
It was great, though, to walk into downtown.
Right before the North Shore took off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, the stadiums and stuff were there, but it was right before it really, really got big and got going.
Got cooking.
Yeah. So, Producer Matt, how was your weekend? Everything good? What did you do this weekend?
Everything's good. Went out to eat with my family Saturday night.
Okay, here we go. This is good. Now, this could turn into something good because last time they went out to eat, Producer Matt, last time we spoke of this, thought that he rooked his old man out of beers, but then we talked through it, and they actually did pay full price. It was just that they gave Producer Matt an extra beer that his parents paid for. So where did you go to eat, Producer Matt?
Our old neighbors, okay, they moved to Texas.
Wow, from Shaler to Texas? Wow.
Yeah, okay. Well, they're from Texas originally.
Okay.
So they moved here to Pittsburgh for a job, and then they retired, and then they went back to Texas.
Okay.
We're still in good contact with them, good friends with them. And so for Christmas, they got my parents a $100 gift card to Applebee's.
Okay.
Okay.
So we used that. Took the whole family out. Right.
The one on McKnight Road or the one?
McKnight Road, yes.
Okay. How was that?
It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you drink?
I had a beer. One beer.
Single beer.
Single beer.
All right.
How about your dad?
He had two.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a one up me.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, because he's a vet.
Stay in your place, kid.
All right. So... Were these people, where do they live in Texas? You don't know.
Nope.
Texas is enormous.
It's near Houston. Near Houston.
That narrows it
down. Conroe, Texas.
Conroe, okay. Texas. What does a guy do? Is he working oil?
No, he worked for PPG.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Nice
retired
guy.
Great guy.
Nice little place on Lake Conroe.
Yeah. What's his story then? Like, so he retired and he moved back to Texas?
Yep.
Okay. Were they from Pittsburgh originally?
No, they were from Texas.
Okay. Nice.
They kept their southern draw.
Okay.
While their time here, you know, their accent never changed.
Okay.
What was his rooting interest? I'm intrigued by this now.
Oh, it was when the Texans came in, he was all about the Texans. But before that, it was all about the Titans because they were the former Oilers.
The original Oilers.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I went to like the first, I don't know if it was the first game ever, but it was the first season when they played at Vanderbilt Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And they like really
right after they moved.
Mm-hmm. They really, like, didn't have a place to play.
Yeah,
their
yeah.
logo was, like, kind of temporary.
Right.
And they went, and I want to say that the Steelers missed a field goal. They had, like, one of those
that
rental
vaguely
kickers.
Familiar, yeah.
Like this Baldy McGrain that they had this, this week 16, 17 this year.
The participation trophy?
No, yeah. They did. They had, like, a kicker. That
would have been, like, what, like 99 or so?
Maybe even before that. Maybe 97 or 98. Yes. Yes,
okay.
Right around there. But it was at Vanderbilt Stadium, and they had one of those kickers that was like a guy that was just in for the week.
A guy off the street.
And he either had one blocked or he missed one that ended up being a pretty pivotal thing. But it was such a weird thing because people were like Oilers fans. They were
right.
kind of like Nashville fans, even though like they didn't have a football team.
Right.
They played at Vanderbilt Stadium, but it was 75% Steeler fans. It was
well,
such
of course.
A weird, it was the most weird dynamic. And the other thing is, you walked through a college campus.
Okay.
To get to the game.
Yeah.
It was like
a college game.
Because Vanderbilt's a weird campus in the SEC to begin with. It's like, it's a city campus for the most part. You know, it's like kind of in the city, sort of. And when most of them are kind of like state college kind of campuses in the SEC, you know?
Middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Real steeped in the college culture.
I'll never forget being there, and it was like, this is bizarre because the people just don't know how to act. What was the score of that game? Are you looking it up?
Matt George.
There we go.
Matt George was the kicker. They lost 23-14.
Yes.
To the Tennessee Oilers.
Yes.
November 15th, 1998. There
they weren't even the Titans yet. They were the Tennessee Oilers.
Just for the 2 years, they were the Oilers.
When was
still.
That? What year was that?
1998.
And it was in November, right?
Yeah. They don't have the missed field goal listed on here.
Maybe he had one blocked. He did something totally ridiculous.
Right.
Well, yeah, they wouldn't have a missed field goal, would they?
No, they don't put him on the box scores. Yeah.
Yeah, he missed a field goal that would like ended up being, and then after that, what had happened? I want to say. Was that Matt George in all his flipping glory?
Who is Matt George?
I'm telling you, he was
how
like a kicker
even
they
remember
had to bring
this,
in
dude.
Just for 1 week. Then they had a very makeable, like, it would have been from, like, 48.
Yeah.
and they just couldn't go for it. And they had to, like, go for it on fourth down. Or so, you know what I mean? Like,
that makes sense,
It impacted the rest of the game.
Well, hold on. Because Del Greco kicked a field goal, put them up 14-13. Or no, it was a last-second field goal, 6 seconds left. Al Del Greco kicked the game-winning field goal.
And I want to say, like, before that, the Steelers could have kicked one.
Right.
But they got stopped on downs because Matt George couldn't be trusted. People were booing this guy. Absolutely booing the guy. Because I remember that was the heyday of like Tim Lester and Jerome Bettis.
Yes, you're exactly. Yeah, Bettis just 29 yards and 14 carries.
He had a real bad game.
Shut him down.
I remember. I was so
Eddie
drunk
George, after big shoulder pad.
We went to the Exit Inn in Nashville, which is a music place, and there was some like local act, and it was good. But we ended up putting it on that night and that whole weekend.
Yes. Well, it's a fun city, I've heard.
It is. There was a group that travels like via bus. Remember that lady that called us? Those bus trips the Steeler fans take?
Yes.
They were
Party
called
bus.
The Road Warriors or something like that. And we just acted like we were with these people, a bunch of us.
Just stepped into the group?
Uh-huh.
That's the way to do it.
And we just went bar to bar, and it was a good time.
Matt George.
I wonder what Matt George is doing. He ruined my
whole
weekend.
Here we go. It was in the second quarter. Matt George, 36-yard field goal, no good, blocked by Pratt Lions.
There you go.
Had to scroll through it a little bit.
Matt George. And it screwed them. Like, it was a real...
Yeah, because then Del Greco kicked one right before the half.
And he also... I want to say Matt George kicked a kickoff out of bounds, too. I was so mad. My friend, there was about 10 of us. We were in college, but we all met there.
Yeah.
In Nashville. It was a great weekend to meet. And we all met there to go to the Steeler game. We're like... expansion team. I mean, who was their quarterback even?
Oh, no, that was McNair and Eddie George.
Oh, yeah, maybe they were good.
Yeah.
But no, the Steelers had
them. As soon as they got those guys, it was the same time they moved to Tennessee. That's why everyone in Houston was up in arms.
We were so mad. It was a good time, though. Anyway, I don't know how that came to be because of your friend. Yeah. Did they go back to Texas yet?
They did, yes.
They drove?
No, they didn't come in. They just gave us the gift card.
Oh,
like they sent us the gift card.
Didn't you think
I thought they were back in town this
weekend.
See,
you mischaracterized that
story. You did, completely.
I said with my family. You guys made that up. You put
that
in your head.
But you went so deep into the backstory of the family from Conroe.
Text us. Did you think that the people from Texas were eating at Applebee's with Matt?
Probably.
Couldn't have been the only people who thought that.
I didn't say it explicitly, but yes.
It sounded like they were back in town visiting.
Yes. Who bought their house? Some Jamokes?
Yeah, I don't really know him.
Yeah, right?
To be honest.
Some people you don't like?
I've never really talked to him. I kind of moved out of the house when they moved in.
I don't
in.
Have time for
it was
him.
The same time.
412-928-9370. Were you envisioning like a party of eight at this? Yeah.
Well, it was a party of
six.
You still
seven.
Somewhat mischaracterized the location of the couple from Texas.
Right, that they bought the gift card and then your folks were like,
Hey, you're back in town.
Yeah.
Let's use the gift card you got.
This is convenient.
Yeah.
You know, you're a bad storyteller. I got to be honest.
All right, thanks.
Did you get a haircut this weekend?
I know. Let it grow, man. You look good. I got to be honest. Like, I'm 1,000%, 1,000% heterosexual.
Me.
You look good, my man. You do. You look good. You look like Brad Pitt good.
I think you're jagging me.
No, I am not. You look good.
Well, see, you got to do something with it, though. Like, you wear a hat. Like you're afraid
that's
to let.
I woke up today
you're afraid
and it
to
was
let,
everywhere.
You're afraid to let the locks fly.
I mean, you're like bachelor good, like on like national TV good, my man.
I gotta figure out. I'm gonna Google it how to style really curly hair, long curly hair.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Why not?
Okay,
look at this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You still had people thinking you were with these people from Texas.
Guess so.
All right.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's a Monday. You've already done a lot. You have. You get after it on a Monday, especially on Valentine's Day week when we got to tell you about 95 different things that we got going on. All right. Great show today. We're going to talk to Eric Hagman. He made it to Florida. He drove that big KDKA van down there.
He made it.
Tahoe. So he's made it. We talked some Penguins. I don't know if they're going to make it. The five, the Twitter poll, all kind, the AAF.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are calling in. That means that I see the lines ringing. That means that they're going to about to tear Matt apart. All right, Fan Morning Show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.